First, I would like to start off by apologizing to the organization of the Jacksonville Jaguars and also to the city of Jacksonville for my actions and for what had went down. And I just want to let people know and everybody know that's just not me as a person. You know, I'm a better person than that. And it won't happen again.
How have your teammates been supportive to you?
My teammates, they've been really supportive, actually. When the situation happened, they called me. A lot of text messages, just, you know, saying that they're here for me. If I need somebody to talk to, you know, I can call them and talk to them. So that's what really made me feel good throughout the whole process, being able to have support from, you know, the people that I'm be playing with.
What have the conversations been like with Tom and Doug?
They've been very positive. You know, it actually made me feel really good, you know, to see them supporting me and, you know, just being up for me and asking me if I'm okay and, you know, trying to fix the situation in the best possible way. And like I told Tom, I'm very sorry, and I told him that I apologize. You know, I can't, you know, make the organization look like that and, you know, put us in situations like that, because that's not us, and that's not how we are as a team, and that's not how we are as an organization. So I told him we had a good talk. I told him, you know, from here on out, you know, nothing else will happen.
A lot of the players have said that when you're here, you do everything that's been asked of you.
Yes, sir.
What is different off the field? Is this a matter of just you being more mature with?
Well, I think it was just an incident, a lesson that I just really have to learn from, that I did learn from, and, you know, just have to move on from it. I was having a really good offseason, you know, and that situation happened and kind of made everything look bad. So I just have to, you know, just realize, you know, the situation that I'm in, what's at stake, and, you know that I have things that I can lose that I don't want to lose and I cherish.
Have you ever reacted that impulsively to somebody? I mean, you know, I mean, all of us probably at some point or another have criticized publicly.
But at the end of the day, you know, it could have went down in a totally different way. I could have took the right approach. I took the wrong approach, and, you know, I realized that I'm wrong for that, and like I said, it won't happen again.
Like, you have a maturity issue?
No, I don't think I have a maturity issue. It's just, you know, some things, you know, just learning, you know, I'm growing, and, you know, I had, like when I talk to them, you know, I'm a professional, you know, people are going to, you know, push me to that point. You know, I just have to be the bigger person and realize who I am and not do that. Maturity is not a problem. I'm actually growing a lot, especially with, you know, this new structure and everything that we have. It's starting to carve me into, you know, the person that I want to be, the professional that I want to be. It's just a bump in the road that I just have to get over and put past me and show you guys, show the organization, and show the city that, you know, I'm a role model and I want to go in that route and not go in another bad route.